Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr, North Dakota Corn Council studio on a windy, cloudy, cool day. So a great day for a webinar this morning, Farmers for Free Trade. Hope you're familiar with that organization. Brought together a roundtable, a virtual roundtable, because people were all over the world discussing food, ag supply chain, current trade landscape, the Biden administration's trade agenda, and how ag exports are critical to workers throughout America, and of course, farm workers. Talking about how the continuation of the previous administration's tariffs is driving up the cost of inputs and equipment, the need for new trade deals, like getting back into the CCTPP. On the panel were farmers, National Pork Producers Council past president, chairman of the board for the Michigan Milk Producers, NCGA board member from Nebraska, and the senior research fellow at the International Food Policy Research Institute and former chief economist at USDA, Joseph Glauber. In the Q&A after this roundtable, Manuel Almira, executive director of the Port of Palm Beach, Florida, was asked, what's the number one impediment to free trade, and what would you like to see the Biden administration do?
The first thing I would need is just to get rid of COVID. And I say that somewhat jokingly, but still, you get rid of COVID, we can get cruising back up to speed, and we can get consumption in and around the Caribbean back up to the levels that were before. Consequently, we can go back to normal. So for me, it's the current state of affairs regarding COVID.
Doug Chapin, chairman of the board for the Michigan Milk Producers and operators of Chapin Family Farms in Remus, Michigan.
For dairy, the most important market would definitely be Southeast Asia. And probably the most important factor right now is we feel we're falling behind a lot of our competitors in new trade agreements. And we have to do more to increase access for U.S. ag and dairy in that marketplace.
Here's Deb Gangwish, corn, seed corn, and soybean grower, Shelton, Nebraska, and board member of NCGA.
You know, for NCGA, we really, really believe in re-engaging with the Southeast Asia area. You know, that's a top priority for us. We also believe in maintaining, nurturing, you know, the markets we do have and expand in any way we can. You know, we're also, can't remember the gentleman with ethanol, but again, ethanol is a huge issue for us as well, that expansion of those markets. So I think I'm going to echo what a lot of people, or, you know, what Doug said, and I bet a lot of people may echo the same thing I'm saying, but that Southeast Asia region is huge for us.
And to answer the question on what's the biggest impediment to free trade for agriculture and what would they like to see out of the Biden administration, Howard Roth Jr., National Pork Producers Council past president and operator of Roth Feeder Pig in Waseca, Wisconsin.
Well, obviously the biggest one for NPPC would be getting back into the CPTPP. It would be huge for pork producers, and not only the countries that are already in it, I see this as probably the fastest growing in that Southeast Asia, is different countries getting into the CPTPP. And NPPC and the United States needs to be in there to fight for right regulations being put on agriculture in these trade deals. Again, I bring up the EU and some of the, we barely send any pork to the EU for those kind of reasons. So getting into the CPTPP is number one. Some of the other ones now that we're working on, again, the Philippines, it'd be nice to have a long-term deal with them because, you know, it's growing because they have ASF, is growing by over almost 200% in the last seven months. Again, looking at Vietnam, getting in there. Again, they have broke with African swine fever, so that'd be a huge market getting into quickly. And then, you know, working with the ports and stuff and keeping foreign animal diseases out of this country to help us keep our trade going. Those are the major issues.
Joseph Glauber, senior research fellow at the International Food Policy Research Institute. You may remember him as the chief economist at USDA.
Good. I already talked about TPP, so let me treat another one that I think that probably isn't going to get a lot of, probably doesn't come to everyone's top of everyone's list, but I think it probably should at the end of the day, and that's the multilateral process at the WTO. And in particular, I think the immediate crisis, if you will, is trying to resolve this appellate body decision. You know, the U.S. has taken a lot of cases against trading partners when they find that they don't, we don't believe that those trading partners are acting according to the trade rules. And the WTO provides that forum. A great case in point are the two successful cases that were launched in 2016 against China on subsidies and on TRQ administration. I think we've seen good results from both those, although there's still issues on China subsidies and on TRQ administration. But these are really important forum to get corrected. Currently, right now, the system is essentially broken. There are panel reports being submitted to the WTO membership, but if a member decides to appeal that panel decision, it essentially goes into a void, and we need to get that. And the other big thing about multilateralism, where I think that forum is so important, is you think about emerging things like standards and environmental standards and other sorts of things. You can negotiate those things bilaterally, but unfortunately, what's starting to emerge are this real spaghetti bowl, where you have the EU negotiating certain treaties that have implications for things like geographic indications or potentially longer term sustainability standards and that sort of thing. The US doing other sorts of things. And I think the WTO provides a place to try to get some standardization or equivalence or harmonization in a standards process. And I think that's going to be increasingly important for agricultural products. So
there you go. Comments from a Farmers for Free Trade virtual roundtable town hall meeting this morning on what needs to be done for ag trade around the world and what they'd like to see from the Biden administration. So